From JMI Wealth, let's welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Mike Hosking Breakfast. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Just listening to Trump on the border and the cars and the tariffs and the drugs. Where's he at with China?
Where's he at with China? I still can't quite figure out why you need the wall if all the drugs are coming in cars. But
that's true.
But, you know,
maybe just a door.
Anyway, China. Yeah, talks are underway in Washington at the moment, and between the US and the Chinese, and the financial markets are certainly, I think, keeping a pretty close eye on developments here. And I think they're also very expectant of a positive outcome. You've got the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, those indexes now at their highest levels that we've seen since the sell-off prior to Christmas. And I think it's fair to say that speculation of the US-China trade dispute getting resolved is one of the key factors in that recovery. Now, there's a pretty important element of these discussions, Mike, and that's the role that the existing tariffs are going to play in any resolution. So we've got the tariffs in place at the moment. Remember, these were implemented in a series of moves and a series of, you know, they put on the $50 billion and then he went to the $250 billion. But there seems to be a sort of an underlying speculation over how these are going to be treated in the negotiations, specifically from the US side, whether the US negotiators are going to argue that these tariffs need to stay in place to give the US leverage over Chinese compliance with any agreed changes. In other words, the US wants China to make very genuine progress on a series of issues, and basically saying that the tariffs to some degree stay in place, and that the Chinese side are obviously going to want these tariffs removed immediately. And Trump has sent pretty mixed signals on this. Now, these are high-level discussions. You've got Vice Premier Liu is in Washington, is meeting with Robert Lighthizer, so this is a pretty high level. And I think the market is looking forward to Trump naming the date of a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping, because that would indicate that some of these major issues have been resolved. And you've also got the context here is that when these talks were taking place prior to Christmas, you know, the Chinese, certainly say Chinese share market, it was looking pretty weak. Well, the Chinese share market's rallied 30% since the end of last year. So I think that would raise the confidence level of the Chinese negotiators, and still a whole series of issues that they've got to resolve around currency controls, compliance monitoring. So I think there's the risk of disappointment here.
Okay, we've got an Asian theme, of course. Now, I was reading the other day quite extensively. I didn't realise how important it was in Japan, but of course the current emperor is acquiescing and moving on, and we'll have a new emperor. Didn't realise it came with a 10-day holiday, though.
How do you feel about a 10-day national holiday?
I'd take a 10-day national holiday.
Well, the Japanese cabinet's approved a bill. Actually, they did this in last November. What they've done is they've created national holidays on April the 30th, May the 1st, and May the 2nd. And this is to celebrate the ascension of the Crown Prince to the Emperor, who will, Mike, be the 126th Emperor of the world's oldest monarchy. So the Emperor's abdicating, but the Chinese already have got national holidays on April the 29th and from the 3rd to the 6th of May. That's called Golden Week. So now they're looking at 10 consecutive days off work. Now, there's a few things going on in the background. First of all, you've got a new era, the Reiwa era. Now, apparently, the Chinese system, a lot of the name of the era is kind of hard-coded into a lot of Japanese documents and computer systems. So that's got to come out. The old name's got to come out. They've got to put the new name in. So you've got a bit of millennium bug problem here. Secondly, there's a concern over things like intrabank transfers, currency trading, the potential for lower liquidity, the possibility increasing of a flash crash. And then there's the qualitative thing that apparently a lot of Japanese don't want 10 days off work because there's this kind of...
Well, they don't give any holidays, do they?
No, and so 10 days off work. And I thought this was kind of a bit of stereotyping, but apparently they've done surveys. 45% of Japanese felt unhappy about having 10 days off work.
Well, they don't have to take it off, do they?
Everything's shut.
Oh.
Everything is shut. The national holidays. You're on holiday,
I once had a hotel room with a view of the palace. You ever been to Tokyo?
Never been to Tokyo.
I had a room with a view of the palace, and it's a very industrial sort of city, Tokyo, and you look out of the room and look at the palace, it's just masses of green and the most extraordinary architecture you've ever seen. It's probably worth going for that and that alone. Anyway, I digress. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up 102 points, 26,320. The S&P 500 virtually unchanged, 2872, and the Nasdaq's down 23 points, 7871. The FTSE 100 down 16, 7401. The Nikkei 21,724, up 11. Shanghai Composite up about 1%, closing at 3246. The ASX 200, they lost 52 points yesterday, 6232, and we lost 0.47 of a percent on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 9892. On the currencies, a little bit weaker this morning, one New Zealand dollar 0.6757 US. We've fallen below 95 cents against the Aussie, 0.9495. Remember, that was over 97 cents a couple of weeks ago. The euro, 0.6024. The pound, 0.5167. 75.36 yen is what you'll get for a Kiwi dollar. Gold trading at 1,288 US. And Brent crude, $69.72.
You have yourself a fabulous weekend. Look forward to your company on Monday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.